Well, good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, daily feature airing Monday through Friday mornings, 8:30 here at Kiowa FM 105.3, LA in 4. Tom Traber, and each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizen State Bank in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and the train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning, Tricia Maindring, Prairie Arts Council. We'll talk with her right after this.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Talk of the Town, it is our Wednesday edition, and the opportunity to converse with Tricia Maindring with the Prairie Arts Council, involved in a lot of things, but this particular morning, it's Prairie Arts Council.
That's correct. It's exciting.
Big Halloween event coming up this weekend. The way it falls, Halloween on a Thursday, I believe.
Yep.
And as opposed to doing it after the fact, before the fact. So that's why this weekend.
Yes. We usually do our annual Halloween carnival the Saturday before Halloween. And I was sitting here trying to think how many years we've been doing it on the grounds there. And it's I believe we've been doing it for about 10 years or more total when we've done it at other locations. But it's the Saturday before. So it would be this Saturday, October 26th. And we start at 1 o'clock. We used to start at noon, but we found at 1 o'clock it's just a little bit warmer. But let's be honest, it gives us another hour to organize our chaos.
There you go. And there's nothing more fun than organized chaos.
Right. Yeah. It's awesome. It's, you know, so our core group at Prairie Arts organizes what games, and we recruit volunteers. And let's face it, the volunteers are big kids who just like to dress up in costume still and play the games. But every year we try to bring in something new, maybe revive a game from the past that we've had that hasn't been out for a while. But we put it together with a whole bunch of volunteers. And my mom and dad, my stepdad, they built a pirate ship years ago, just a wooden pirate ship, and then a wooden princess castle, and just different pieces that we use out on the lawn to help us set the landscape, the floor plan, etc. But it comes together like that, and it's, I don't know, I get excited about it because I love dressing up and handing out candy.
Yes, that magic of Halloween, it never really goes away.
No, and what's best, it's free. There's been years when the weather cooperates, such as it looks like this year is going to be awesome. Last year we did cancel because of the weather. It was cold, and I think we had a little bit of snow that day. It was really cold, and our volunteers were like, do we have to? So anyway, that's in the past. But this year is supposed to be beautiful. And in past Halloween carnivals, when the weather cooperates, we could have 300 to 500 people come through.
Wow, that's
it's amazing.
Good turnout.
Yeah.
Great turnout.
And within those 2 hours, it just ebbs and flows. They come through. They can play any games that they want. There's no tickets. There's no purchases. Of course, there is a donation jar because it is a nonprofit organization. And Prairie Arts runs solely off of donations, sometimes grants that we apply for. But like this carnival, we've had about a half dozen Sheldon businesses contribute financially. And then a couple of businesses donate items to give away as prizes or candy. So, yeah.
Activity coming up on Saturday begins at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And just some of the many things that will be taking place.
Yeah. There's going to be pirates and a gypsy and who knows? You just never know what people are going to be dressed up in. But always fun games. Oh. And this year, so we've done concessions in the past where we would have maybe some popcorn or caramel apples, but we are not sure if that's going to happen this year. So if it is, it'll be a surprise. Our main focus is to have family-friendly games for the kids to come up and play and win a prize or candy. You know what's awesome is when the whole family dresses up. 1 year we had the Flintstones. We had Fred and Wilma with little baby, what was her name? Not Bam Bam. That was the
Pebbles.
Little boy. Pebbles. There we go. And it would be neat if they had friends that were like Barney and Betty and Bam Bam. But when the families all dress up and come together too, and play the games together, it's just this wholesome memory-making free event that we put on every year.
I was going to ask you about target audience, but I'm thinking whatever age you may happen to be.
Exactly. If you just like to dress up and want to play a game or just dress up and come down and watch the fun, come on down. Maybe you want to help out. We will take volunteers at the last minute as well because it seems like there's never enough help. But we make do with what we have.
And the base for the carnival, very easy to find. Talk about Prairie Arts Historical Park. Maybe a little more hidden than it should be. Hidden treasure in
right.
Sheldon.
You're
needs
right.
to be talked about more, and that's part of this conversation, part of the reason for it. But
yes.
Very easy to find.
Right. Highway 18, right between Casey's and Quickstar. So many times we drive by and we don't even realize what that is. And the Prairie Arts Council Historical Park area, it's Mr. Tuttle started it years ago, and I can't give you the whole history, but it's based on preserving art and the history of education. So we have the old country schoolhouses, we have museum and art on display. And there's different kids' art classes on Saturdays. There's ceramics on Wednesday nights. This is the busy time for ceramics. But we do events like this just to bring awareness to that area. But truly, we're trying to find ways that we can bring more awareness just to what is there and how can we promote it better. And, you know, by having the carnival and having hundreds of people walk through, they question what's in there. Now, on Halloween, we do not do tours and we don't have art classes because we're busy. We're dressed up. But if anybody wanted information, they can ask any of us big kids that are in costume. Or can I give out a phone number if people are interested? That's okay to do.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mom, I'm giving out your phone number. If anyone is interested in being a part of Prairie Arts Halloween or kids art or ceramics, has questions about what we are out there, they can call Karen Vandenberg. And her home phone number, I think it's listed, so it's okay. 712-324-9718. Be prepared, though. I have the gift to gab, and that is hereditary. I got it from my mother. So if you're going to call with questions, set aside a little bit of time to get the answers.
And certainly in the most positive way, we'll continue to explore that gift of gab after we take a quick time
Sounds
out.
Sounds good.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Talk of the Town here on Kiowa FM 105.3. We're back in just a moment. Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side and the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top shelf liquors, quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon, as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus as well as all new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at this train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon now open 11 a.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Mondays.
And we are back, Talk of the Town, our Wednesday edition. We're talking about the Prairie Arts Historical Park Halloween Carnival coming up this Saturday, joined in studio by Trish Maindring. And let's reiterate just a bit. It begins what time?
Saturday, October 26th. We will begin the games at 1 o'clock. And we end around 3:30. And the reason I'm laughing is that commercial just before the train station, the toot-toot at the end. It maybe that's how we start the game, is we give off the toot-toot horn so that families are there early, but we do not start until the horn blows, and that's at 1 o'clock to make sure everybody's ready. But we even have a little kiddie train that goes around. We had a gentleman, I can't remember his name, Howard Johnson, I think it was. He made the little train cars for us. And then we have a local guy in town who's just a hoot and a holler, and I won't give out his name. You'll have to come to see who it is. But he's going to drive our little kiddie train around the park this year. But that little toot-toot made me think, yep, that's how we started. Saturday, 1 o'clock is when we will begin. If you get there early, we just ask for patience, because we do run around like chickens with their heads cut off right before it starts, just to make sure everybody's ready to go. Saturday, 1 o'clock, all kinds of different games. You know, we have, try to come up with creative things. Even though we have a pirate ship, we try to have different piratey-themed games. And then we have a game, Flyball. We'll probably have some different Hot Wheel car races this year and just silly fun stuff like that.
Well, I got to think a long-running situation. Pirates still a very big thing. It's been a long time since the launch of mm-hmm. Pirates of the Caribbean and Captain Jack, but that is still running strong.
Oh, yeah. And it's, yes. One year, the pirate that we had there, they couldn't stay the whole time. So I was in one costume. They had to leave, so I switched, and then I played the games, and I love it because I like to dress up to where people don't know who I am, and I can just look them right in the eye, and maybe I'll fool my nieces and nephews or my grandchildren or something, and they don't know who I am. But it's fun doing the pirate games. That area just seems to have the draw, and maybe because we have the ship up and the flags a-flying and a few fun little skeletons in the yard waiting for the kids to come up and play some friendly games. Nothing is creepy scary. We're not about creepy scary. We're about imagination, dress up, have fun. But I do love the pirate games. We do a shell shuffle. You have to find the pearl underneath which shell. And it's silly.
Awesome. Sounds like a great time for one and all. Again, the target audience is anybody.
Anybody. Families, come down, bring your children, your grandchildren. Come together, dressed up. If you don't have a costume, just come down and enjoy the beautiful park that we have. We call it the Prairie Arts Historical Park because behind our buildings we have a beautiful back lawn, and that's where we host the carnival. It is behind the buildings, but it's just beautiful to be back there and sit back and relax and just enjoy the festivities. We do ask one thing, pets. We don't have any games for pets, and that's intentional. So we do ask that pets don't come. But if they do bring them, if you could carry them or keep them tight with you, just because you just never know what pets might do.
Yep. So, service animals, a different situation.
Oh, absolutely. Totally different.
Just pets in general.
Yep. Pets in general. I mean, if you can keep them close by, that's okay. But we prefer not to, especially nobody wants to step in their business. Maybe I shouldn't talk like that on the radio. But
although it's trick or treat, that would be real.
Yes.
That would,
yeah. So lots of candy, fruit. Hy-Vee donates apples every year, which is a blessing. Prizes. It's just good, wholesome fun. So dentists, be prepared because we do give out a lot of candy. And our local dentists do sponsor some of the events.
All right.
A shout out to Dr. Brown and Dr. Aaron Anderson for their contributions as well. We appreciate it.
And, of course, this is coming up on Saturday. Other events in the near future. Prairie Arts Historical Park. What do you have going on?
Oh, goodness. So after Prairie Arts Halloween Carnival Saturday, we will go back to the kids' art classes every Saturday. They do need to call Karen at 324-9718 to sign their children up for kids' art. And then every Wednesday evening, the ceramics house is open. And that's where you can come pick out your ceramic, paint it. And you come every week and paint it until it's done, or take it home with you and paint it. But that's really starting to pick up now because of the fall and Christmas holiday season coming up. It's great gifts or things for yourself. So those are two things that continue annually, you know, throughout the week. And then other big events, we're not quite sure. We would love to do something in the spring, but this is our biggest one, the Halloween Carnival.
All right. And I understand the social media thing and the World Wide Web is a pretty big deal. Somebody looking for information on Prairie Arts Council, where can they go to?
Check out Facebook, and it's Prairie Arts. Oh, I have it up right here on my Facebook. I don't know if we're Prairie Arts Council. We are on Facebook. Let me get this correct. Prairie Arts Historical Park. If you go on Facebook and check that out, you'll find the flyer posted on there with information. And if ever you have questions, again, call Karen at 324-9718.
All right, perfect.
I'm so glad I wore a costume today so you could see me.
Well, sorry. I've mentioned it from time to time. A good dodge if you don't wear a costume.
Yeah.
Either being a nonconformist or a crazy psychotic killer, because they look blend like everybody else.
Exactly. So now we're going to be looking at people that aren't in costume.
That's right.
It'll be fun.
Yes.
Thank you for letting me come on and just share what this fun activity that we're going to do. We do appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. And again, a somewhat hidden treasure that really shouldn't be hidden.
Mm-hmm.
A big part of Sheldon and the arts.
Yes.
That is available to one and all.
Absolutely.
And just to recap one last time, the event is happening this Saturday. Where, what times, and what's going to be going on?
Saturday, October 26th, Prairie Arts Historical Park, located on Highway 18 between Casey's and Quick Star. It is the annual Halloween Carnival. Come one, come all. Bring the family, the kids, the grandmas. Let's play some games and eat some candy. Sugar up.
All right. Thank you very much for stopping in.
You betcha.
And we'll take a final time out, come back, and wrap things up right after this Talk of the Town here on Kiowa FM.
Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa Region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including business and exercise science and kinesiology. At NCC, your success is our story.
Discover a career that aligns with your interests and skills through Maintainer's Career Development Pathway. Join us for a job fair on Tuesday, October 29th from 4 to 7 p.m., where you can explore various opportunities, complete an application and preliminary interview, and tour the facility. Learn more at maintainerjobs.com.
Talk of the Town, our Wednesday edition, presentation of Citizens State Banks, Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and the train station 2, in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Listen in for Talk of the Town Monday through Friday, right here on Kiowa FM 105.3.